This is a production of Cornell University.
Hello and welcome to the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, your weekly connection to turfgrass information, brought to you by Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. I'm Frank Rossi. I'm the Extension Turf Specialist here at Cornell University. And this is the Shortcut Podcast for June 8th, 2015, Volume 16, Issue 10. The rains from last week have provided some relief for many drought-stressed turf, but the eastern edge of the region along the coast remains very dry. Many areas received slow-soaking rain events, but a few experienced some intense downpours that mostly ran off and was not available to replenish the soil moisture. Consequently, the northeast U.S. has turf in a variety of moisture-stressed conditions that will require the best summer management programs moving forward. The rains are beginning to reveal crabgrass breakthrough on areas treated with a pre-emergence herbicide, lawn areas damaged by mowing during drought, oftentimes from tire marks on very dry turf not regrowing, reports of grub damage in lawns, and annual bluegrass weevil damage evident in cleanup passes and other moisture-stressed areas. Crabgrass breakthrough at this time creates significant challenges for those charged with providing weed-free landscapes. If new crabgrass is larger than a tiller, less than a tiller, a claim can be used, as can tenacity on some turf areas. If larger than one tiller in a new seeding, square one is available with adequate weight of clinkerac for crabgrass control. The annual bluegrass weevil damage predicted by Professor Pat Vittem in last week's Shortcut Conversation has begun to become evident. Currently, it seems to be confined to cleanup passes along fairway edges where moisture stress might be greater due to poor irrigation coverages. There have been some reports of damage in greens as well. Look for larvae and damage similar to inset picture, where we've got a picture of the very small grub on the edge of a knife, which is probably the third instar, and some yellowing damaged turf. It's time to consider larvicide options for control and reduce stress to annual bluegrass plants. Now, our weather from the forecast weather information, headed by Professor Art DiGaetano here at the Northeast Climate Center at Cornell University. A cooler than normal week to the south of New York City metro area and the east end of Long Island at 8 degrees above normal. We remain about 7 to 10 ahead of last year and ahead of normal by 7 days. Soils have cooled some, with high in the upper 60s and low in the upper 50s. Welcome rains across the region brought 1 inch or more to most. Evapotranspiration was moderated to 3/4 of an inch, and drought stress was slightly subsided. In New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island are still very depleted in soil moisture, and drought map indicates many are still unusually dry in the Northeast. A wet start to the week with showers moving through into Tuesday, then a front will stall over the Northeast, bringing significant rainfall to the southern end of the region. Temps are slightly above normal with daytime in the 70s and 80s and lows in the 50s and 60s. Foliar disease risk is high for much of the week, and you can check out all our weather information, including the prediction, on our forecast website. Some regional clips. Consumer starter fertilizer with tenacity, bleaching some desirable turf seedlings at new establishment in the Capital District. Many lawn areas are still suffering from dry, windy conditions in Westchester County, where grass leaf tips remain singed after rainfall. Green grass experiencing a growth flush and widespread reports of Poa trivialis in western New York. An annual bluegrass injury evident on the edges of Long Island Golf Course fairway turf at the far reaches of the application area, and that's from Nick Menchek at SUNY Farmingdale. An urgent stop sale notice, a message from Professor Bruce Clark at Rutgers University. The PDF document at the link below is an important message about a stop sale notice for a fungicide called Alt-70. This is a generic version of Fossetyl Aluminum or Aliette, which has been associated recently with extensive turf loss on a number of golf courses in the Mid-Atlantic and New England regions. Right now, we do not have any additional information, but I will be evaluating lots of this product from affected golf courses to see if I can find out what the problem is, and we'll provide further information as soon as it is available. And the link to the message from the UTA is tinyurl.com/O2OKQ5P. And finally, a couple of questions. Should I reseed damaged areas at this time? Favorable weather in the forecast with moderate temperatures and adequate rainfall expected bodes well for successful reestablishment of damaged areas. However, if you have made pre-emergent herbicide applications, your options for seeding into the barrier are limited. If you have used prodiamine or pendimethalin, then seeding is not likely to be successful. However, use of dithiopyr will allow for seeding with perennial ryegrass. Avoid any soil disturbance, especially soot seeding, if not using a follow-up herbicide treatment with Tenacity. Opening up the soil, breaking the weed control barrier, will likely lead to crabgrass infestation in areas with a history of pressure. Of course, sodding damaged areas can also be successful at this time, provided adequate moisture is available. Regardless of the method you might choose at this time, be mindful that watering for establishment can also lead to certain fungal diseases. If using seed, consider apron coating for protection and choose well-adapted species and varieties. Nutsedge has emerged throughout my landscape. How did it invade and can I control it? Much of the nutsedge that has begun to emerge is yellow nutsedge. It often comes to a location from sod or imported soil. It has historically been a challenge in wet areas as the plant produces nutlets that lie dormant in the soil and then germinate following a rain event. The growth and success of yellow nutsedge is due to its ability to colonize an area, tolerate mowing, and reproduce via seed and underground nutlets. Successful control programs include avoiding the use of contaminated soil and a well-timed application of halosulfuron, or sedgehammer, applied with the appropriate crop oil for necessary absorption. The best timing for control of above and below ground parts is in the next few weeks around the summer solstice when plants begin to translate sugars for storage into nutlets. This will burn back the existing foliage and translocate the herbicide to the nutlets for both post- and pre-emergence control. Be sure the nutsedge is not under moisture stress when making the application. Be sure to read and follow all label directions, including those associated with use of crop oil concentrate. Warm weather increases the potential for injury to desirable cool season turf that might also be under moisture stress. Thank you for joining me for the weekly installment of the Cornell Turfgrass Shortcut Podcast, brought to you in partnership between Cornell University's Turfgrass Science Program and the New York State Turfgrass Association. I'm Frank Rossi, here in the School of Integrative Plant Science in the College of Agriculture at Cornell University, and I hope you have a great week.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.